Ministry of Education and Culture, Listening Comprehension, Pan-Cypriot Exams. Thursday, May the 26th, 2011, Class C. You are going to listen to the passage twice. You may begin doing the exercises while listening. An interview with Cesar Millan, the dog trainer. You are going to listen to Cesar Millan, the famous American dog trainer, talking to a reporter about himself. This is the first listening. Familiarize yourselves with exercises A and B on page 1. Read the instructions carefully and go through the questions. You have 2 minutes. Now, listen to the whole passage.
Good evening, Cesar. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Fine, thanks. Can you tell us who you work for?
Yes, I work for the National Geographic Wild Channel, and my program is on every Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Who would you most like to have a cup of tea with?
It would have to be the Dalai Lama. I admire anybody who wants to make a difference in the world.
Who has been your biggest inspiration?
Oprah Winfrey. She came from a similar poor background to mine, and she has achieved so much. Oprah has shown me what the possibilities are if you have a certain intention in life.
What's your most treasured possession?
My two boys, Calvin 12 and Andre 16. I'm very aware that once they're 18, they will be gone. So I want to be with them as much as possible now. I am an authoritarian dad. I want to pass on the values I learned as a boy about love and respecting Mother Nature and make sure that they are good members of society.
What makes you happiest?
I'm a simple guy. I like to go for a walk early in the morning with my dogs and then just spend time at home with the boys. I'm a real homebody at heart.
When did you first realize that you had a special connection to dogs?
Oh, I grew up on a farm where learning to work with animals was normal, so I did not think that it was a big deal. When I was 13, I declared I wanted to be the best dog trainer in the world, but it was not until I was 21 and moved from Mexico to the USA to start working as a dog groomer that I realized I had a special relationship with them.
What's the best thing a dog owner can do for their pet?
Not to blame a dog if it misbehaves. Never. It's just reacting to the cues it has been given by its owner. All a dog needs is exercise, discipline, and affection, which creates trust, respect, and loyalty.
Thank you, Cesar.
Thanks.
Do exercises A and B. You have 2 minutes. This is the end of the first listening. This is the second listening. You are going to listen to the whole passage for the last time. Look at page 2. Read the instructions and look at exercise C. You have 2 minutes. Now, listen to the passage.
Good evening, Cesar. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Fine, thanks. Can you tell us who you work for?
Yes, I work for the National Geographic Wild Channel, and my program is on every Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Who would you most like to have a cup of tea with?
It would have to be the Dalai Lama. I admire anybody who wants to make a difference in the world.
Who has been your biggest inspiration?
Oprah Winfrey. She came from a similar poor background to mine, and she has achieved so much. Oprah has shown me what the possibilities are if you have a certain intention in life.
What's your most treasured possession?
My two boys, Calvin 12 and Andre 16. I'm very aware that once they're 18, they will be gone. So I want to be with them as much as possible now. I am an authoritarian dad. I want to pass on the values I learned as a boy about love and respecting Mother Nature and make sure that they are good members of society.
What makes you happiest?
I'm a simple guy. I like to go for a walk early in the morning with my dogs and then just spend time at home with the boys. I'm a real homebody at heart.
When did you first realize that you had a special connection to dogs?
Oh, I grew up on a farm where learning to work with animals was normal, so I did not think that it was a big deal. When I was 13, I declared I wanted to be the best dog trainer in the world. But it was not until I was 21 and moved from Mexico to the USA to start working as a dog groomer that I realized I had a special relationship with them.
What's the best thing a dog owner can do for their pet?
Not to blame a dog if it misbehaves. Never. It's just reacting to the cues it has been given by its owner. All a dog needs is exercise, discipline, and affection, which creates trust, respect, and loyalty.
Thank you, Cesar.
Thanks.
Do exercise C. You have 2 minutes. This is the end of the second listening. You have 2 minutes to check your answers on pages 1 and 2. pens down, please. The listening examination is over.